Hi guys, and welcome back to another Tenga video. In today's episode, I'm going to be showing you the vacuum Tenga cup. There is lots to get through in today's video, so I'm going to shut up and let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I am going to be showing you the vacuum Tenga cup. If you haven't heard of Tenga before, where have you been? They've been around for the last 20 years and they're celebrating their 20th anniversary. They make disposable and reusable strokers for men, and they've also got a wide range of women's vibrators. So what's coming up in today's video? Well, I'm going to give you an unboxing like I do in all my videos. I'm then going to tell you a little bit more about the vacuum Tenga cup, and I'm going to give you a review at the end. So there is lots coming up. Let's get into the unboxing. Okay guys, to start off with, I'm going to show you the outside of the box like I do in all my videos. And that's because I want to show you that packaging is discreet when you order from Tenga. There was a shipping label, but there was no mention of the brand on it. So let's open it up and show you what Tenga have sent me. Now, as it is Tenga's 20th anniversary, they have sent me quite a few cups to show you. There are three of each cup and there are nine in total. The one we're going to be looking at today is the vacuum Tenga cup. The other ones they've sent is the US Tenga soft cup and the premium Tenga cup. Make sure to check out my channel or my blogs to see when those reviews have been released. So these are the nine we've got, and as I said earlier, we're going to be taking a look at the vacuum Tenga cup. On the top you'll notice that there is a small sticker. Underneath this is a small hole that controls the amount of air that goes in and out of the stroker as you use it, making it feel like you're getting a more realistic blowjob. The sticker on the bottom here doesn't actually do anything. This was on the side of the toy when I unboxed it. One thing a lot of people don't realise is the red branding that runs along the outside of the toy is a wrapper, and this can be taken off before you use the stroker. You'll notice at the bottom of the toy there is a little tab that says open. Peel this off and it'll expose the lid and you'll be able to open your stroker. The body of the vacuum cup is hard, not soft. This means you can't squeeze it to make it tighter inside, so you got to rely on the natural tightness of the stroker itself. To remove the lid, give it a small twist and a pull. One of the first things you'll notice when you do open up the lid is that there is lots of lube inside the cup already. All Tenga cups come fully loaded with some lube in, so you can use it straight out the box. I am actually trying to show you the textures inside the sleeve at the moment. I haven't actually got the right angle here, but there are ridges that run along the inside. And if I slip my finger inside, there is lots of lube in here. It's extremely wet inside and it's very soft. There's also a fair bit of room in here. The length of the tunnel that runs along the inside of the sleeve is 5 inches. As is a single use toy, there is no cleanup at the end. Once done, all you need to do is throw it in the bin. If you found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and follow button. And if you have been inspired to buy yourself the vacuum Tenga cup, then there is a link in my profile. So there you have it guys, that's what you get when you buy the vacuum Tenga cup. The next thing I'm going to do is tell you a little bit more about the stroker. The vacuum cup has a height of 155mm with a diameter of 69mm. The insertable tube that runs along the inside that you put your willy in measures 140mm. That doesn't mean you can't use it if you're bigger than that, it just means you can't go balls deep. And the whole stroker weighs in at 122 grams. The sleeve inside is made of TPE and the hard case on the outside is polyethylene. It's compatible with the Tenga cup vibrator, the vacuum controller and the Max 2, as well as the gyro roller. And one thing you might not realise is if you have one of the Handy Stroke range toys, then they will fit around this as well. This means that you've got so many more sleeves you can use with your Handy Stroker. Okay, so I think that's all the boring information out the way. Let's get into the review. I've really enjoyed testing these. I've never used a disposable stroker before, so it was nice to be able to just throw it in the bin once I'm done. The entrance of the stroker is smooth, so when you get deeper into the toy you can feel more of the textures that run along the inside. This one's got more ridges that run along the inside than lumps and bumps that go up to the top, and I didn't run out of lube once whilst I was using it. This isn't the one I actually used, I'm going to be using this one later. Now there is a few pros and cons with using a disposable stroker. They are extremely easy to use, especially when they're loaded with lube like this one was. These are cheaper than reusable strokers, but if you use lots of them then you will rack up a bill. As I said earlier, there is no cleaning up. all you need to do once you've finished with it is throw it in the bin. And it does have air control whilst you're using it, so you feel like you're getting a blowjob. Now, there are only two cons that I can think of, and one of them is the price. If you do use lots of these, it does work out more expensive than buying a reusable stroker. However, they are normally a lot bigger, so these are perfect if you're going away on holiday or spending short breaks away for the weekend. Quite simply, it doesn't take up as much space. And the only specific for this toy is that it is a hard case, so you can't squeeze it to make it tighter inside. Other than those two things, I really enjoyed using the vacuum cups. Something I'm sure people will want to know is if you can actually use them again. And the answer is you could probably get away with using it a couple of times. Obviously, you would need to rinse the toy out and clean it, and you would need to dry it thoroughly. Once it is completely dry again inside, you could fill it with lube again and you should be good to go. Obviously, this does defeat the object of this being disposable and takes away the benefit of just being able to throw it away once you're done. If you have been inspired to buy yourself a vacuum Tenga cup, then there is a link in my profile. This link will take you to my website, where you'll be able to find a direct link to Tenga Toys. This is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of their profit should you buy something. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop me in the comments box below on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in my profile. That's it for this video, guys. Don't forget to hit that like and follow button. Until next time, peace out.